Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Cheskes HaBatim deals with chazakos that are made on karka, real estate, or on avadim, servants. A chazaka meaning to say that you have in your possession real estate for a period of 3 years. Even though you no longer have a star that attests to the fact that you bought it from the original owner, you can retain ownership of it. And since during these 3 years, the original owner never made a macha, never protested the fact that you had this field in your possession, it must be that he sold it to you, and that which you don't have the star anymore is because since you never heard a peep from the original owner, you were not careful to hold on to the star. The Mishnah says, Cheskes habatim b'haboros b'hasichin b'hamaoros. Somebody who has a chazaka for 3 years on houses, wells, ditches, or covered pits, b'hashovchos b'hamerchasos u'beit habatim, or on bird coops that are attached to the ground, or on bathhouses, or on olive presses, u'beit hashlachim, or on a field that is irrigated by a stream running through it and therefore produces fruit or grain constantly, b'ha'avadim, b'choshu osa peiros tadir, or he has a chazaka on servants, or he has a chazaka on any type of field that is constantly producing fruit, cheskasan shaloshanim miyom liyom. The amount of time you need to have possession of it is 3 years from day to day, 3 full years consecutively. That would be a chazaka, and you could retain ownership of it even though you no longer have a star since the original owner never made a macha. If you have in your possession a sada habal, a field that is not irrigated by a stream running through it, instead it's only irrigated by rainwater, and therefore produces crops only a certain time, then you need a chazaka for 3 years, but you don't need a chazaka from day to day, meaning you don't need a full 3 years. The amount of time that you do need is the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, as the Mishnah goes on to say. Rabbi Shmuel emer shleisha chadashim berishoina, u'shleisha ba'acharoina, u'shneimasar chodesh b'emsa. Rabbi Shmuel says, you need to have it in your possession for 3 months from the first year, and 3 months from the last year, and a full 12 months from the middle year, 18 months altogether. If you have it in your possession for 18 months straight, that would be a chazaka, and you can retain ownership of it. Now, the reason why you only need 3 months from the first and last year is because certain crops could be grown in 3 months, such as barley. So therefore, since you can grow 3 separate crops in these 3 years, that would be a chazaka. And since the original owner saw that you are producing 3 separate crops and didn't make a macha, it must be that he sold it to you. Now, the reason why by a sada habal you only need 18 months, and by a sada beit hashlachim you need a full 3 years. As a beit hashlachim is constantly producing fruit, so therefore you need a full 3 years, as opposed to a sada habal which only produces fruit at specific times. So then all you need to do is harvest 3 different crops, and that would be a chazaka, even though you do not have a full 3 years, as the main thing is that you are producing 3 separate crops. And it's not important that you have it for a full 3 years. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chodesh Berishoina V'Chodesh B'Acharoina U'Shneimasar Chodesh B'Emsa Harei Arba Asar Chodesh. Rabbi Akiva says it's enough that you have it for 1 month from the first year and 1 month from the last year and a full 12 months from the middle year, 14 months altogether. As according to Rabbi Akiva, since you can grow a crop of vegetables in 1 month, so therefore in 14 months you can grow 3 separate crop of vegetables, even though you can't grow grain in a month, but you could grow vegetables in a month, so therefore, in these 14 months, you can produce 3 crops. That's enough to be a chazaka, as the main thing is, as we said, that you produce 3 separate crops. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, b'medvar mamurim b'sadeh lavan. Rabbi Shmuel said, that which we said, that you need to have a chazaka on it for at least part of 3 years, that's only by a sadeh lavan, literally a white field, meaning a field that produces grain. Avo besara ilan, but if you have a chazaka on an orchard, kanas es tfuaso, masak es zesav, kanas es keitzo, hari elu shaloshanim. If this orchard that you have a chazaka on it has 3 different types of fruit trees on it, and in this 1 year you gathered in tfuah, meaning tfuah hakerem, meaning you gathered in grapes, and you also harvested olives and brought in queso, which is referring to dried fig, so therefore you harvested 3 different types of fruit in this 1 year, that would be as if you had a chazaka on it for a full 3 years, and that's good enough to be a chazaka, and you can retain ownership of it. And since you produce three separate crops, you don't need 3 years, it's good enough to have a chazaka. As opposed to a sada lavan, a field that grows grain, even if it produces three different types of grain, it's still not a chazaka until you have produced crops in three separate years. The reason being, as grain, even different types of grain are all harvested at the same time. As opposed to fruit, each fruit is harvested at a different time, so therefore three fruit is considered as if you had a chazaka for 3 years. Sechet Baba Basar Parakimo Mishnah Bey, Shalosh Arasos Lachazaka, Yehuda Eva Yardain Zahagalo. We saw in the previous Mishnah that if somebody has a chazaka, if somebody has in his possession karka for a period of 3 years, even if he no longer has a star that attests to the fact that he bought it, he can retain ownership of this karka. And since during those 3 years, the original owner never made a macha, he never made any sort of a protest, never protested the fact that this guy is sitting on his karka, so therefore, the person who was making the chazaka was not careful to hold on to the star. So even if he has no star, we believe that he bought it from the original owner. Now this mission is telling us there are three separate lands in Eretz Yisrael as far as chazaka is concerned. One land is Eretz Yehuda, the second land is Evar Yarding, the opposite side of the Yarding, and the third land is Eretz Agalo. Haya b'Yehuda v'hefzik b'Agalo, b'Agalo v'hefzik b'Yehuda ena chazaka achi yehe imo b'medina. If the original owner was in Eretz Yehuda while the person who was making the chazaka was in Eretz Galo, or vice versa, the original owner was in Eretz Agalo and the person who was making the chazaka was in Eretz Yehuda, this would not be a chazaka unless both the original owner and the person who was making the chazaka was in the same medina. They were both in Yehuda or they were both in Galo. The reason being is that the reason why after 3 years a person can retain ownership is because since the original owner never made a macha, he wasn't careful to hold on to the star. But in this case, where the original owner is in a different medina, even if the original owner would have made a macha, he would never have heard about it. So therefore, he should have held on to the star. And now that he does not have a star, we do not believe that he bought it, and the karka reverts back to the original owner. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo amru shalosh shanim ela kedei sheyehe ba'as b'maya v'yachzik shana v'yalchu v'yodiyu shana v'yavo l'shana acheres. Rabbi Yehuda said that which the Chachamim said, that to have a chazaka you need to sit on the land for 3 years, is not because that after 3 years the person is no longer careful with the star. That is not the case. As if the original owner is here in front of you at the time you make a chazaka, then it would be a chazaka immediately. If the original owner doesn't make a macha, that would be an admittal to the fact that the person who is making the chazaka owns the field. That which the Chacham said you need 3 years is only referring to a case where the original owner is in Asbamaya, referring to Spain, which is a year's journey away from Eretz Yisrael at the time. And after the person who is making the chazaka is sitting on the land for 1 year, people would start hearing about it. Then the people that are going to Spain would go tell the original owner. That would take another year, so now we have 2 years already. Then it would take a third year for the original owner to come back to Eretz Yisrael and make a macha. So therefore, this is the case that the Chachamim were referring to when they said that to have a chazaka, you need to sit on the land for 3 years, and sometimes the original owner is very far away, and it would take 3 years for him to hear about it and to come back and make a macha. But if the original owner is here right in front of us, and you are sitting on his land and he doesn't make a macha, it would be yours immediately. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanna Kamma that even in a case where the original owner is in Galo and you are in Yehuda, or vice versa, it would be a chazaka, as Galo and Yehuda are not as far as Eretz Yisrael and Spain, and even in a case where the original owner is in Spain, after 3 years you have a chazaka, certainly in a case where the original owner is in a different medina in Eretz Yisrael itself.